Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the old studio, joined by not Randy, but Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, guys, real quick, you're going to start seeing gymbusinesscoach.com. You're going to start seeing our name change a little bit. Guys, that's only because we've shifted our focus over the last 5 to 6 years from marketing to coaching. So we used to be ProFit Marketing Solutions. We're moving to gymbusinesscoach.com. So don't be surprised if you start seeing some of that stuff. Our colors are a little different. It's still the greatest minds in the game right here behind the microphones. But that being said, marketing is in our DNA. And that's what this episode's about, guys. I want to break down for you the 2026, or really any year going forward, your marketing calendar and your strategy, because there's some specific things that a lot of gyms are not doing that after you're listening to this episode is going to make a lot of sense. And hopefully you can fix or create your marketing calendar so that you just go gangbusters next year. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell you real quick, gone are the days of the one pole in the water solution where you just ran a Facebook ad and all the clients came in. That's gone. That's been gone for years. And unfortunately, there's a lot of gyms that are still kind of hoping and praying that things are going to still hit for you. And I hate to break it to you. It just isn't. And we've had nothing. We've had our worst, I guess, Facebook result strategy over the last 12 months that we've had in since we started. So it's not just us, guys. It's across the globe. There's a bot problem. There's all kinds of things where you get leads, you call them, they don't remember even opting in. It's like, what is really going on? And I think there's just this underlying issue going on. But that's the point of the message, guys. What we believe in is multiple poles in the water strategies so that you have different poles catching fish for you all year round. You're not relying on that one deep water pole and hope for the best. Okay, so if anybody's ever gone on a deep sea fishing boat and not gotten sick, like the last time I went, I got seasick or whatever, you'll notice there's 5, 6, 7, 10 lines in the water when you're trolling and you're going out to your location, or if you're spinning around a school of fish. And what you'll see is you'll see some of those baits out on the top of the water skipping. Some are mid-level, some are deep water, and there's different bait on each hook, and there's different. You're trying to attract different types of fish. And the same thing can be said for your marketing at your gym. Different mediums, different hooks and offers, different depths. You're trying to attract, you're trying to put your offer where the people's eyes are and the attention is. And forever, it was Facebook. Let's be honest, it was the king. And what we want to do for you guys today is I want to break down, I guess, the global framework around how to create a robust marketing program or calendar for your gym. But before we get into that, you got anything real quick you want to mention on this topic?
Yeah. like you said, you can't just, hey, I'm going to throw an ad campaign together, spend $100 on it, get 20, you know, new leads, members from it. Those days are gone. And so really the purpose of us sharing this is like, you need a strategy. You need to be proactive. You can't wait 3 months and then go, oh, my membership is down, I'm going to run an ad. Like, yeah, years ago you could get away with that and you didn't have to be strategic about it. You didn't have to have a plan. You could just, okay, let's go get some members, right? You can't do that now.
Yeah.
So you need to start planning now. You need to know the plan of attack. Otherwise, you're going to get to June and be like, oh, man, we need some members. And then you're going to run this campaign. It's not going to work.
Or you're going to look for a silver bullet to solve all your problems.
Yeah.
So there's two main truths here that you need to know. Number one, you never turn marketing off. Okay. So this isn't a turn your light on, turn your light off when you need clients type of situation. This is an all year thing. Whether or not they're all paid strategies or some of them are organic or free, that's not the point. The point is you never stop marketing in general. Okay. So that's the first truth. And the second truth is the best gyms in the world have multiple things going on and they stop relying on the one thing. So if we were to break down strategies into three categories, you got a macro strategy, which I would say is an all year round, never turn off. You're always doing this one strategy. That's a macro. Mezzo might be, hey, we're gonna do this for a quarter, turn it off for a quarter, and we're gonna switch a different strategy next quarter. And then you got the micro strategies that might be a month at a time or a week at a time, depending on what they are. And then within those buckets, you have three other buckets, which is, what is the goal or the outcome I'm looking for from this strategy? Is it to get new clients? Is it to get old clients back? Or is it to keep my current clients? Because marketing is not necessarily always to get new people. It's also to keep some retention high. There's things that you can do, strategy that you can do to keep your clients. Okay, so let's start at the very top. What is a macro strategy? A macro strategy, again, is something that you're gonna do all year round. So I'm going to give you like two or three examples within each of these categories, and I'm going to tell you whether or not it's to get new clients or to get old clients back or to keep your existing clients. So let's start at the very, very top. I believe that all year strategy might be something like Google Business Profile optimization. Okay, this isn't a micro strategy where you just do it for a month. This is all year. And so within that, you're trying to get new clients mostly because you're trying to show up for specific things, but you're also being very proactive with your reviews and your review responses and the keyword seeding within those reviews. So your SEO within the Google Business Profile stays relevant. So in the Google Business Profile, if you haven't claimed your business profile, that's the very first thing you need to do, because when you claim it, it then automatically gets more, it's verified. Okay. And usually they have to send you something in the mail to your mailing address or call you on the business phone number. I don't know what they're doing these days. I've done it. It was a decade ago, but there's different ways that they do it now. So the Google My Business Profile, you should be doing that all year. You should be posting new photos into that. You should be responding to reviews. You should be also asking for reviews. So while this is definitely a new client strategy, this is also a hybrid where you're also trying to keep your current clients, because if your current clients are saying good things about you, that's a review, I guess you're seeding reviews. They're gonna also go in there, read other people's stuff. And it's your current clients doing the reviews, they're gonna read the other people's reviews. And therefore it's like, oh, well, this is a good place to be. Okay, so it's kind of like a indirect keep your current clients play. All right, so another macro strategy would be, a podcast, for example.
Yeah.
This isn't like, this is an all year. So we have one at the gyms called Healthy Living Scottsdale. Many other gyms we work with have also opted to do a podcast. This is a combination. Again, this is to get new clients, but it's also keep your current clients, yeah. Right? Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So let's talk about our podcast here at the Gym Legacy.
Yeah. So, we do an episode a week, and for the keep current clients, one thing that we do is we kick every episode off with a client of the week. So there we're giving a shout out to a client. And then after the client of the week, we let them know, hey, you were client of the week, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so then they're all pumped. They want to listen to the episodes. You know, it just creates this level of engagement. But then we're also educating our clients. So it, you know, instead of them looking elsewhere for material knowledge things, they can come to us and they can be like, oh, that, you know, what do my coaches have to say about this? What is the coaching team? They're the experts, right? Just having a podcast makes you in and of itself, whether you are or not, makes you an expert. So from the level of like, keep your clients engagement, it's there. The get clients. So one thing that you said, Google My Business and go in and claim your profile and all that. And there's probably people listening to this and it's not a bad thing. They're just going, I don't even know where to start with that. Right? Like, what do I do? So you also, you know, a lot of this can be like time consuming. Like, I don't have time. I'm training the clients. I'm doing sales. Like, I'm doing all these things. So with a podcast, I got to add one more thing to my plate, right? Yeah. Well, we do a podcast once a week. We take the transcript from that podcast. We plug it into ChatGPT and we create a blog article from it. So podcast is 15 to 25 minutes, depending on the topic. Then we get the transcript. We turn it into a blog. We post the blog on our website for SEO. And then we send out once a week to all of our database, current clients, past clients, leads, the blog article with a little snippet. Hey, go to our website, right? Mm-hmm. So we're driving traffic to our website. And then once a week we send out, hey, new blog or new podcast episode released to all of our base. So from 15 to 25 minutes, worth of effort, essentially, we're now turning that into multiple pulls in the water and different depths and channels of communication and all that. So it's super efficient.
Yeah. That's a hell of a point, because within that macro strategy, we have blog articles and SEO, both as macro strategies that you do all year round. And you're going to repurpose that podcast to also seed those other tactics, right? Those other strategies. Yeah. And on top of that, that also goes to a post on social media.
Right, exactly.
So it's the same topic.
And YouTube.
It's the same topic repurposed five different ways. This is a macro strategy, and it's all in all of it is to get new clients, keep your current clients, and to get old clients back. So like globally, podcasts would check many of those boxes all in the macro strategies, because you just do it all year round.
Yep.
Okay. So we got the macro strategies. We talked about a couple of them and we talked about how to repurpose them, but all of those are all year round. This is just something, this is content. This is newsletter articles to your base via email. It's blogs. It's the podcast. It's the Google Business Profile. It's the SEO. And even now it is the Learn Language Model AI, right? So it's the AI SEO. I don't know if you're seeing LLM SEO, you're seeing AI SEO, you're hearing AEO, you're hearing all of it because it's so fresh.
Yeah.
But what that is, guys, is doing things to your current website that helps seed and feed the learned language models, whether it's ChatGPT or Gemini or any of the 50 other ones, where somebody is searching in an AI model for a result. Hey, best restaurant in Manhattan for steaks, best. And so it's people are starting to shift away from Google. I'm one of them. I go right to chat for everything now. I don't even go to Google anymore. So I'm getting search results for my questions in a lot of its local businesses, where can I get a saddle fixed or a new X, right? And you can get it right here in the chat. So you need to be up on all of that stuff. That's a macro strategy, okay? Cool. So let's move down into meso strategy. A meso strategy would be something that's over a quarter. Again, we want to focus on getting new clients, getting old clients back, or keeping your current clients. Those are all meso strategy. So let's do one that's they're almost all combinations sometimes, but let's just do a strategy about a meso strategy that you're going to do in a quarter. You may do a past client win back campaign that's over a quarter, and you might do this in quarter one, where you go back and you do a call campaign, email, and SMS campaign to all your past clients. We miss you. We want you back. It's a free X. It's a, pick any membership. It's something to get your old clients back, and you do it once a quarter, but it's done through multiple strategies. So that is a meso strategy that is a specific to getting old clients back, and you can do that once a quarter. I believe that's about the right cadence, because about every 90 days, you're going to have new old clients that canceled or whatever. You want to give them 90 days to find their way and then come back, kind of thing. And you could do that any time of the year. I believe that's probably a once a quarter thing. So another once a quarter thing might be a seasonal style offer or play. Summer, for example, you might do this summer style program that is for athletes. And you're going to do that to get new clients or even your old clients back that are athletes during summer. And that's going to be done in May, June, July. Okay. Again, it's a meso strategy. This isn't something you do all year. This is something that you're kind of specific for a quarter of the year. You can do a direct mail campaign for an offer in summer, or probably not. Depends on what part of the country you're in. In summer, it would be the worst time for us to run because everybody's gone. But in other parts of the country, you could do a direct mail piece to people that have second homes in the area that only come into town during the summer months, and you hit them in those months. It's a direct mail. So it's probably a get new clients type of play. It's done through mail, and it's done once a quarter or only certain times of the year. So far, so good. Is that making sense?
Yep.
Okay. Got any more?
I mean, you can do a quarterly challenge, internal
challenges,
right, with your clients. Maybe once a quarter. You could do a workshop that could be clients, current clients, and bring a friend, and it's educational. Right. So once a quarter, you have, it could be monthly. This could be, micro, or it could be something that's a meso, but have an event at your gym where it's like, hey, we're going to do a nutrition workshop. It's open to all of our members and family and friends, like bring people in and, you coach them on something and then try to convert the guests.
Yeah. And you could change a topic once a quarter.
Yeah.
You can do a meso style trial that changes every quarter. So you run you run a $99 trial for 14 days in the first quarter. You run a 14-day Netflix style free offer in the second quarter. You do a 30 days for $150 in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter you change it up. It's still the same strategy. It's just you're changing the offer around.
Yeah,
right. Every quarter, so you can refresh your marketing.
Somebody might, a specific portion of the audience might see one of those and it resonates with them.
Right. Attention, gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Okay. So, okay. And how you would deliver that style of offer could be direct mail. It could be social media ads. It could be your email list and campaigns. And so like the tactic and the strategy are two different things. The strategy is the trial changes. The tactic is I'm going to do an email blast to a landing page that once people click on it, I'll get notified and I can reach out to them and call them. But I could also then turn around and retarget them on social media because they hit my pixel on my website, and then I'm just going to retarget them for the rest of the quarter. Like that, that's the tactic. The strategy is this meso strategy that we're going to do a trial quarter one, quarter four, quarter whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, guys, it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, just map it out right now. Like for the next year, just map it out and be like, hey, I'm going to do these two or three meso things. These, you know, one per quarter for the first quarter. This is going to be my, you know, my macro meso. And then
let's get into micro.
Let's get into micro.
So a micro strategy could be something that you're doing once, like a particular moment in time. It's only good for this weekend, or it's a 1 week thing, or it's a 1 month, up to 1 month.
Yep.
Okay. So here's one to keep current clients. This is always good around the holidays. This is the holidays right now. It's a holiday party. This is a micro strategy that the goal is to keep your current clients. You could also get new clients if they bring guests, but like, hey, we're going to have a holiday party. We used to do them here all the time. We're going to bring catering, bartenders, some music, have a good time. Do raffle and gambling and all the kind of stuff. We brought the casino games in here. We should do that all the time. It's a great like client appreciation. Another micro strategy might be putting a banner up on your building. Okay, so this is something that we can only do in 1 month because our rules in our city and town only allow that to fly for 1 month per year. But every ordinance is different. That's a micro strategy. It's a you're going to fly a banner and it's going to be in this particular month of the year, and it's to get new clients. Cool. That's a great strategy. Another micro strategy might be a particular internal challenge for a month. And again, being in December, this is a good time to do a holiday hold'em style. Yep. Don't gain weight over the holidays with your current members. Again, this is a keep clients strategy. You know, that word challenge is in our vernacular, but it's like at the end of the day, it's a reason to keep your clients motivated, especially in this time of the year where January comes around. We just did an episode on that about how people just bounce in January.
Yep.
Right. Many, many other micro strategies. You can do your fit over programs and your Facebook ads, in a micro strategy. It could be a meso strategy as well. But the idea and the goal here, guys, is that you look in a particular month of the year, let's just say January, and you go down the list. You got three macro strategies, you got two meso strategies, you got four micro strategies, and they're all trying to hit different mediums. They're all trying to hit new clients, getting your old clients back, and getting new keeping your current clients. So it's hitting all of those, and it's in all different holes in the water, right? So like I'm doing stuff on digital, I'm doing drop mail shipments, I'm doing a JV partnership with a restaurant and I got like a special on their menu. I'm doing a trial for the dentist's office next door. I'm doing a lunch and learn over at these two things. I'm going to host a webinar or a seminar at my gym. It's like I'm hanging a banner. I've got flyers at the local grocery store and in the supplement shop. Like this is it. This is the point to the message. Is it one Facebook ad anymore? And as shitty as this is, guys, I can tell you this is a lot of damn work.
Yeah.
But two things you need to know is this isn't a hobby. This isn't a hobby. Like we're in this. This is a career. Like if you're gonna do it, do it. Like do it right. Go all in. Get the strategies, do everything right. The second thing is we need to always understand, I had a great mentor tell me this, never underestimate the task at hand. And the task at hand is what we're trying to do when we're trying to get new members in your gym is we're trying to take somebody from either never hearing about you or they've been watching you from afar. We're trying to get them off of their couch into your gym to sign up an agreement and commit for a lifetime membership of lifetime fitness. That should not be underestimated. There's a lot of work that needs to happen. And a lot of times they need to see five or six of those little things. And if you're only just doing that one Facebook ad, you're just kind of, you're up against it.
Evolve or die, basically, you know, like Blockbuster Video. They just rented physical videos. You had to go there. You had to get it. Like, they didn't evolve.
Right.
And they no longer exist. And their market became less and less and less and less, and it diminished.
Sure.
And so same thing is like, are you going to be the gym that does all the work and has the multiple poles in the water and you survive? Or are you going to be the gym that still just, I'm going to throw an ad out here and hope for the best. And you're going to watch your market diminish until you go out of business. Yep. That's the reality of it.
Yep.
So it's one or the other.
And as gym people that you all are listening, and in fitness is easy for you. It's just part of your day-to-day routine, and you haven't stopped training for decades. This isn't the person we're trying to go attract. Because if we were, they're already in the gym. They don't need your help. We're trying to get the person that hasn't worked out in years, has pains, has very lax motivation. We're trying to get them in so we can help them. That's what you're really trying to do. And the task to do that is exponentially greater than somebody that's already part of their day. They're just moving to town. They're looking for a new training gym. We love those people. They're going to come in on their own. We don't even need a market for those people. They're going to go search your gym out and find it and look at, cool, awesome, this is a place where I'm going to go train.
Yeah.
It's not those people. We want everybody else. And so the task at hand is difficult. You're in a good position listening to this episode right now. You have time to create this plan. If I can just cement two things before we let you get off this podcast. Number one is that multiple poles in the water, okay? That's just part of your new marketing strategy. You're everywhere all the time. They call it omnipresence, right? And I also want you to never have to think again or say these words to your team is like, what are we marketing for next month? Like, I never want you to have to think that. So when you're out in front of this thing and you build this plan out, you can go attack it. It could change. It should change. It should be adding, like, oh my God, this is a great new strategy. Or I heard another thing on a podcast, and you add that to your strategy list. But having this plan, having it done, it's going to solve that problem for you guys. So hopefully you can turn around, make 2026 your best year ever. Guys, if you do need help, we are here for you. There's going to be links in the show notes. GymBusinessCoach.com is our new fresh name coming out for 26. So in case you see that, that's us. No surprises. Pull the mask. Hey, it's me, right? Right. Hopefully that helps you guys. Go make 2026 the best year ever, guys. If you need help, you know where to find us. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.